You ever think about everything on your pizza and where it came from and who made that cheese? There is a pizza farm in Wisconsin, and Chaz Self is with us. Chaz, I heard that this is a time you're usually milking cows.
We're finishing up right now.
Yeah, I'm married to a farmer. We don't do livestock. We do corn and beans, but schedules are everything, especially when it comes to being a producer. So it's those cows that you're milking that provide the milk that makes the cheese for your pizzas, huh?
Correct. Our milk will get picked up and shipped to a co-op, and that will get mixed in with everyone else that has organic grass-fed milk. And then that gets made into mozzarella, and we pick it up every week for our pizza event.
Wow, Grassway Organic. So your pizza event is weekly. Tell everybody where you're located.
Yeah, we're located in East Troy, Wisconsin, close to Alpine Valley.
Did you go see Dave over the weekend?
We did not, but we got a hold of the traffic. We had a few complaints about traffic, but yes.
I can imagine. So I love that it's identified as a pizza farm. How long have you guys been doing this where you've had a weekly pizza night?
Yeah, we're definitely dairy farmers with pizza problems. But we have been doing this for 7 seasons here in East Troy and then 1 season prior at our old location near Sheboygan.
And how many head do you milk every day?
We're currently at 65.
And that's what makes it organic. I mean, it's small. I went past a farm. It was somewhere just over the border, and I think there's 5,000 head of dairy cattle, and they walk in a circle. They never get to spend any time outside. It changed the way I thought about milk and what I drink, and that's probably what brings people to Grassway Organics, right?
Yeah, correct. 1% of dairy cows in the United States have access to fresh grass, and of that fresh grass is certified organic. You have to be on grass if you're certified organic, and we actually take it one step farther, and we're grass only, so we never feed grain ever.
Wow, that's amazing, and it's very hard to comply with all those rules and regulations, right?
Yes and no, but... More so
but you're
than
getting
yes.
it done. so your dairy farmers, so was the whole pizza thing just something kind of fun to get people out to the farm and show them what you do? Or is there something else, some other thought process behind this?
Yeah, it really was started for a community event to get people back onto farms. Less than 1% of the population in the United States are now farmers. So you're talking about 99% of the population does not even have access to a farm, and one of our number one Google reviews is it's an actual farm. We're an actual farm. We're not we're a producing farm, and it was a way for us to give back to our community and we were able to nourish them. So it was a win-win for everybody.
How many generations do you go back when it comes to farming?
We are first generation.
Wow, that is impressive. It is so hard to get a start in farming these days. I love what you're doing. So when people come out, when you're making pizzas, how many people show up?
If the weather is nice, it definitely will be busy. So expect to be wait a little bit. We haven't had a wait any longer than an hour this year, which is really good for us. So that is it. But we have we're 100% outdoor seating. So if the weather is bad, be weather permitted, just understand that. But always bring a lawn chair or blanket if the weather is nice. We do have, almost 400 acres here on the farm, so you can roam free. And usually we'll have our milking cows close so people can actually see them and be out with them in the pasture. Actually, when you sit down and eat, that's kind of what you look at, is the cows in the pasture.
Does the whole farm-to-table slogan kind of make you giggle?
A little bit. It's come a long way. It's
yeah.
Definitely come a long way.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And so I just think it's pretty fantastic that you're doing this because it does open people's eyes. And I read that on any given night, you might be making 400 pizzas. Thus, what you started with was, I'm a dairy farmer who has pizza problems.
Correct. Yes. I actually have 22 on staff that just help us for pizza now.
Wow.
So we are definitely a big event, and it's it's a really, really great community event. And one of the nicest comments I actually got was from an older lady who had came and said this was the first place she's been where nobody was on their cell phones. And I thought that meant a lot to us. So
yeah, that's wonderful. And so you also take care of the toppings? Are you growing vegetables? Are you raising pigs? What else are you doing on your farm?
Yeah, great question. We're definitely rock pickers. We're not weed pullers. So we do not do any vegetables. All the vegetables either come from the Lake Geneva area or the Elkhorn area. If the meat is on the pizza, it does come from the farm, but that all gets processed through a local business called Hometown Sausage. They always seem to value that process, so we can add that right to the toppings. So yes, if it doesn't come from here, it comes within a 30-mile radius.
So, Chaz, what made you want to jump into farming? Because, boy, it's a difficult profession.
Yeah. I actually started out as a hardcore die vegan. I was never set foot on a farm until I was 19, and I was watching a PETA video of a dairy farmer beating up a calf who wouldn't take a bottle. And in my mind, I said, you know, our milk comes from the grocery store. I don't understand why this farmer is beating up this calf, and that kind of what stemmed everything and started everything.
Wow. And so how widely distributed is your milk?
Our milk is only distributed locally.
Wow. Grassways Organics, is that what the label says?
Correct.
Oh, that's wonderful. And is that your website, grasswaysorganics.com?
You got it.
Awesome. Well, nice to meet you. Get back to milking. Thank you for doing what you do. I love meeting a farmer like you.
I really appreciate the time you gave us.
Absolutely. Don't choose a night when you're going up to a concert at Alpine Valley. And they do these pizza nights sometimes on Fridays and Saturdays. But go to grasswaysorganics.com and check it out. I think that's it's pretty cool. Grassway Organics. Not many people doing that these days, especially new farmers and organic farmers. All right. Check on traffic, check on weather, sports, news. It's all coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.